This is Talk Star Wars,
the official podcast at talkstarwars.co.uk.
Welcome back to Talk Star Wars, the official podcast at talkstarwars.co.uk. I'm travelling at the moment, so I'm unable to schedule a new podcast for the next couple of weeks. So what we're going to do is I'm going to put together a series of recordings that I made for a limited YouTube series over on the Movie Geeks Film News YouTube channel. The original recordings were 6-part, so I'm going to put them out in 2 3-part chunks. They're called The Kessel Run, and they're recordings I made on the commute to work. Just random Star Wars musings that might contain some truth as we get close to The Force Awakens. The things we're learning make me think I may have got a couple of bits right. There'll soon be some new content coming. Me and the guys plan to get together and do some more Star Wars podcasting. Don't forget to subscribe. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, you can do. I'm at Talk Star Wars. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/Talk Star Wars. Keep an eye on talkstarwars.co.uk for the latest in Star Wars news. Enjoy these 3 episodes of The Kessel Run. Hi everyone, it's Mark from mjfn.co.uk, and this is The Kessel Run Tubecast, a YouTube exclusive podcast where I record my random Star Wars musings on my commute to and from work. I'm on my way home from work today, so I am tired. This is episode 4, which will also be known as A Tale of Two Billies. This week, Lawrence Kasdan made a comment about the absence of Lando Calrissian from Star Wars The Force Awakens. Lawrence Kasdan is a screenwriter of films like Empire Strikes Back, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and now The Force Awakens. And it was very interesting, he addressed the lack of Billy Dee Williams from the lineup of the new film, and said that he didn't think that we'd seen the last of Lando Calrissian. Now, I think what's going to happen is we'll see Lando in the second film. I think we'll see him in episode 8. Now, I don't know if Lawrence Kasdan is writing anything to do with episode 8. I believe that's all Rian Johnson writing, directing episode 8. So maybe he's just developing story outlines. Perhaps he's going to get an executive producer credit or something. I don't know. He may have some hand in developing the story. And I suspect that he will be involved with bringing Lando into that movie, which would be more than welcome. Obviously, Lando was a fantastic addition to the original trilogy. He came in to the series when there was a distinct lack of diversity in the cast. And you can't claim that now, of course, but how can you have Star Wars films without Lando? He's crucial. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of the ring theory to do with Star Wars. You may want to Google that. Go and have a look for Star Wars ring theory. But it kind of acknowledges the fact that there's rhythms in the Star Wars movies, echoes, that see story points, plot points, other elements repeat themselves. We discussed it briefly in episode 3 when we spoke about Revenge of the Sith and the Anakin Dooku duel, and how similar it was to the Darth Vader Luke Skywalker duel. So if there is anything to this ring theory, we could be seeing an echo, if you like, in this sequel trilogy of films where we see Lando introduced in the second chapter. What we have seen should be acknowledged. What we have seen in the trailer for The Force Awakens, the second teaser trailer, is kind of a hint that at least Bespin will be represented in the new film, because we see Luke's lightsaber being passed from one person to another. And in that trailer, we believe that that's Maz Kanata, the pirate, played by Lupita Nyong'o, passing the lightsaber to Leia, whether she's princess or Queen Leia. So that lightsaber was lost on Bespin. So we are at least getting Bespin acknowledged in some small way in the new movie. Now maybe that means Bespin will get an extra bit of exposure in the next movie, in episode 8. And it makes me wonder whether or not that's where we'll see Lando. Did Lando return to Cloud City after the fall of the Empire? Did he go back to private life, Baron Administrator of the mining facility? I'm really quite keen to see that. And if he's going to return to the saga, return in the way we saw him before. Maybe a little bit more trustworthy than he was before, but see him as the Baron Administrator of Cloud City in episode 8. And something I would like to see as well is, sadly, we lost John Hollis, the actor who brought Lobot to life a few years ago, I believe. So let's see if we can recast Lobot, get someone that looks very similar to John Hollis, strap that headgear on him, and have a much older, hopefully wiser Lando with an identical cyborg manservant, if you like, with him. That would be a nice little tribute to John Hollis if we could bring Lobot back. So that's one Billy. Will we see Billy Dee Williams return in episode 8? The return of Lando Calrissian, seeing as he's missing from episode 7. I think we could. Hopefully we'll see him back in Bespin and back to his charming cape-wearing ways. So on to the second Billy. Billy Lord, Carrie Fisher's daughter. She's long been rumoured to have been cast in The Force Awakens as a young version of Princess Leia in a flashback scene. Well, she was recently interviewed on Entertainment Tonight when she shot that rumour down and said no, it was an out-and-out lie. She is not playing the young Princess Leia, but she would love to play Princess Leia, and she offered Disney her services if she was needed. Now, I don't believe she's been officially confirmed as having any involvement in The Force Awakens, but I think it's pretty much a done deal that she's going to be in there. So the question is, what function could she be performing in The Force Awakens? Could she be playing, perhaps, the daughter of Han and Leia? A resemblance to Carrie Fisher is uncanny. It sounds the absolute spit of a mum. So, could she be playing a daughter? Maybe a handmaiden? Perhaps, but it is something that is quite interesting. Outside of The Force Awakens, there has been talk of some artist's impressions, some concept work that was produced for Rogue One. Now, this is potentially spoilery, so if you don't want to hear anything spoilery for Rogue One, then you might want to skip the rest of this episode. But the talk is that the final moments of Rogue One will involve Bail Organa, the Tantive IV, and a young Princess Leia. Now, if we are going to see Billy Lord play Princess Leia, could it be here? Is there room to get Billy Lord on there in the white dress with the Star Puff hairstyle? I think so. I'd be glad to see her play something in The Force Awakens, and if she's playing Princess Leia and Han Solo's daughter in that movie, then great. But a nice little cameo as the young Princess Leia in the closing moments of Rogue One would be equally as welcome. Let me know what you think in the comments. Do you expect to see a return of Lando Calrissian? Are you going to miss Billy Dee in episode 7? Do you think Billy Lord could be portraying a young Princess Leia in Rogue One? And have a speculate. What do you think she's going to be doing in Force Awakens if she is actually in Force Awakens? Don't forget, vote for Kyle. Let us know what you think of this podcast. Next time, I think we'll probably look at the Skywalker saga, what it means for the third trilogy in the Star Wars saga. I'll see you then. Hey everyone, it's Mark from mgfn.co.uk and this is the Kessel Run Episode 5, The Skywalker Saga. I think we can all agree as fans of Star Wars that the enumerated Star Wars movies tell the story of the Skywalkers, specifically Anakin Skywalker. Episode 1, 2 and 3 focus largely on Anakin's fall to the dark side. And episodes 4, 5 and 6 deal with the redemption of Anakin Skywalker by his children, Luke and Leia. So I'm going to speculate wildly now that episode 7, 8 and 9, the sequel trilogy, will deal with the legacy of Anakin Skywalker. Now, this first leapt to my mind when we saw teaser trailer 2, at Celebration this year, and we saw Darth Vader's helmet on a plinth in a darkened room. Now, we don't know who has possession of that, but I'm going to assume that it's Kylo Ren. And I think we can all agree that Kylo Ren seems to be very much a fanboy of Darth Vader, a fanboy of the Sith. And that's because I believe Kylo Ren is his grandson. I think Adam Driver will play Princess Leia and Han Solo's son. And that he is a Force user and he's obsessed with his lineage and he's obsessed with Darth Vader. And so he's gone to Endor and collected that helmet. And if rumours are true, and a minor spoiler, the plot of episode 7 should be driven by the pursuit of that lightsaber, Anakin's lightsaber that he lost on Mustafar and that Luke lost fighting Darth Vader on Bespin. So I'm convinced that episode 7 will kick off the legacy of Anakin Skywalker. And just as the two trilogies before have been about the same thing, Anakin's story, but involved many other characters, specifically in 4, 5 and 6, Luke and Leia pulling their father back from the dark side, they are characters in his orbit, essentially. Now, I don't think Kylo Ren is going to be the only character drawn into Anakin's orbit, albeit just as a fanboy. I think there's someone else. There's someone that's been pretty much hidden from the publicity machine so far. There hasn't been anything but perhaps the tiniest glimpse of this character in the second teaser trailer. And that's Domhnall Gleeson's character. We've heard him referred to as the General. And we've heard him... And I believe that he may very well be Luke's son. When the casting was first announced last year, one thought crossed my mind, and that was that he could be playing Luke's son, and I believe that Luke would have called him Ben Skywalker. Now, I suspect Ben perhaps fell into politics and rose to a position within the New Republic with his aunt, with Leia, and has now spun off the First Order within the New Republic. And this is the New Empire. This is the rise of a new dark force within the Star Wars universe. He will occupy the Palpatine-esque position, and he would have drafted his cousin Kylo Ren in to the Darth Vader role. He will be the Sith Lord, he will be the enforcer, and pulling all the strings in the background is Domhnall Gleeson's character, potentially General Ben Skywalker. That's a pretty out there theory. I don't know what you think. Could be something to it. Then you get your two, your ruler two. They're motivated by the legacy of their grandfather. They're both force sensitive, both force users. And potentially this is what raises the alert. And this is what will alert whoever that is speaking in the first teaser trailer about the awakening in the force. Suddenly the Sith are back and they're both descendants of Anakin. A wild theory. Let me know what you think in the comments. If you've got another theory about who Domhnall Gleeson's character could be, how he features into the film, let me know. But do you agree? Are the enumerated films the Skywalker saga? Are they the story of Anakin? Does this mean this sequel trilogy, 7, 8 and 9, are going to focus on the legacy of Anakin? And don't forget, drop down into the description for this episode and click the Vote for Kyle link. Send that tweet. Let me know what you want me to discuss in this Tubecast. Anything in particular you want us to talk about. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and share this video and join the conversation. You'll find a Star Wars themed magazine on our Flipboard. Don't forget to check out our Star Wars Flipboard magazine. There's a link in the description along with that link for Kyle. Don't forget to check out our Star Wars Flipboard magazine. I'll put a link in the description to this video. I'll be back next time. Hey everyone, it's Mark at mgfn.co.uk and this is the Kessel Run Episode 6, Uber. Cast your minds back to November 2014 and the release of the first teaser trailer for Star Wars The Force Awakens. That 80-second trailer was enough for us at MGFN to record a 40-minute review of that trailer and discussion about what it means. And one of the key questions we asked at the time was, is that voice Benedict Cumberbatch? So the only spoken word in the first trailer for a new Star Wars film in over a decade was a line of dialogue by a character we had no idea who it was. We had no idea who the actor was. And it asked so many questions of us. It was mouth-watering. So we now know that that actor was not Benedict Cumberbatch, but was in fact Andy Serkis of Gollum fame. Personally, Serkis's addition to the cast is thoroughly exciting. He's a tremendous actor. He's way more than just a man in a ball-covered suit. And that dialogue, to me, seems to indicate something quite significant. So, we know now from certain leaks from the set, and there's potentially some spoilery bits coming up, but we don't know anything for sure, so I wouldn't be too worried. We know now from leaks at sites like Latino Review and MakingStarWars.net that Andy Serkis' character is designated Uber. Now, obviously not the final name, but what could he be? Well, as always, and as I want to do on my little drives to work when I record these Tubecasts, I speculate. I have a theory. I think that what we are hearing when we're hearing that dialogue is we're hearing a question being asked of Luke Skywalker. I believe that Luke, since Return of the Jedi, at least in the later part of his life, has gone into hiding, has become a recluse, and is willing to go away and let the Force die with him. And that conversation is part of a communion that Luke is having with the Force. Imagine Luke sitting in a room surrounded by the blue Force ghosts of Obi-Wan Kenobi, Yoda, Qui-Gon Jinn, potentially his father, although I doubt very much that Hayden Christensen will appear, because I just feel that the chap's too toxic for this series of films anymore. And one other. And who could the one other ghost be? Well, I'd speculate that we're hearing a Sith Lord. And one in particular, actually, one hinted at in Revenge of the Sith. I think that Andy Serkis is playing Darth Plagueis the Wise. So if you listen to the scene, the dialogue in the scene in Revenge of the Sith where Palpatine and Anakin are at the opera, Palpatine recounts the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise and how he was betrayed by his apprentice. Clearly, Palpatine is referencing himself in this story. And that Darth Plagueis had unlocked some secrets of the Force. And I believe that these are the secrets of the living Force that Qui-Gon refers to in Episode 1. Palpatine clearly states that Darth Plagueis had found a way to create life purely from the midichlorians that make up the Force. Now, whether you like the concept of the midichlorians or not, this, I believe, is referencing the creation of Anakin. So essentially, the Sith Lords, who are learning how to use the living Force, are Anakin's fathers, one of which is Darth Plagueis. They're also in this exchange, Palpatine references the fact that the path to immortality, to survive beyond death, is a secret that has been discovered by one only. And I believe that is Darth Plagueis. For the longest time, I was convinced that he was talking about Qui-Gon Jinn, but I don't think that had been revealed at that point. Yoda surprises Obi-Wan with the news that he's been communing with Qui-Gon through the Force. Yoda only just learns how to commune with Qui-Gon in the Force in Revenge of the Sith. So I think what we're hearing in that trailer is Darth Plagueis, having joined with the Force and become the blue ghost. I think he's communing with Luke, and I think he is letting Luke know that there is some disturbance on the dark side of the Force, because two new Force users have come into play and they're re-establishing the Sith and the rule of two. And if you listen to the previous episode, you'll know who I'm talking about. So what do you think? Is this voice Darth Plagueis the Wise, who's joined the living Force and is hanging out with blue versions of Yoda and Obi-Wan? Or have you got another theory? Is Andy Serkis playing something more corporeal? Is he a big bad? It certainly sounds sinister and kind of evil. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Share this video. And you can check out our Star Wars themed magazine on Flipboard. There's a link below. And join us on Facebook. We've got a dedicated Facebook page. We're trying to build a community, hopefully get a meetup going at next year's celebration. We'll be there for every day next year. Okay, I'll see you next time.